Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you ask Paul Clements how long it took him to write his latest book, the answer he'd give you is 33 years. It's called A Year in the Woods, Montalto Through the Seasons. Paul, good afternoon.
Hello, Sean.
Could you tell us about the circumstances in which you ended up first in the Montalto estate? You were recuperating, I believe.
Well, I was. We lived in a terrace house in Belfast, and I had just recovered from a hernia operation, which is not a huge operation, but it nonetheless meant I couldn't drive for about 6 weeks. But we had planned to move house anyway, and at that stage, so we discovered there was a cottage available for rent in this Montalto estate in the middle of County Down. And my wife wanted a garden, so I said to her, we've got 400 acres. That should keep you going quite well for a while. And her memory of the removals men coming was I had to sit in a big chair and direct them because I couldn't lift anything because of the operation that I'd had. So that was the recuperation period for the first couple of months where I was walking around, building up my strength again and getting to know the estate and walking around it. And then I started keeping notes, partly because I had the time to do it then. I mean, I was working full-time as a journalist, but I was on leave for those 68 weeks to start with. So it was a lovely introduction to the estate, as it were, and eased me in gently, so to speak.
Had you ever lived in a countryside area like that before? Was that new to you?
No. Well, I grew up in County Tyrone in a village, a small village, but it was the town sort of, you know. I'd never lived in the countryside, and my wife is a typical Belfast woman. She had never heard of it at all, and it was completely new territory for her. And one of the big things for me was the bird life, Sean. I just loved getting to know the birds, and it was something I didn't have a huge interest in prior to going there. But if you take just one example, the dawn chorus, you know, we would have had 20 to 25 birds singing on the roof of our cottage and on the ground around in the hedges and the trees. So the wildlife was just on our doorstep. And I felt because of that, I should make some notes, a few scribbles, a few what I call nibble notes, and just jot down these things for my own interest. And it might be for posterity or it might not be, but that's really how it came about in terms of keeping the notes.
Yeah, and in the notes, were you kind of noting the turn of the seasons or what individual birds were up to and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, it was a whole mix of things, really. It was the changing seasons, yes, and obviously the different weather and the snow, and we had snowstorms, we had storms, heavy rain, there was sunshine, there was a whole mix, of course, being the Irish weather. And just, you know, the squirrels were on our doorstep. There were lambs, there were rabbits around. You know, living in a woodland really is a powerful source of inspiration. So you're going to be inspired, at least I was, by all these different animals and insects around you and the birds. And that was just a key thing for me, to make a note, and then I would have a record of it that I could look back on in years to come. Whether I was ever going to do anything with it or not was another matter. Mm. But it was just important to write it down at the time, I felt.
Yeah, but did you have an inkling that perhaps there was something in it, but you weren't quite sure what it was yet?
I had an inkling, but I didn't really know how to do it, because I felt that my notes weren't sufficient material to stretch to a book, first of all. But when I spoke to Sheena Quinn, who's the commissioning editor at Merrion Press, she said, why not weave in some of the history of the estate, because that estate was the battlefield of the United Irishmen's Rebellion in 1798. So, and, you know, it's a tremendous historical side to it, which I'm interested in history anyway. And I built up on that then, and I was aware of it when I was living there, obviously, too. And that was one side of it, the historical side. Then our time living there, and then the present day, because when we were there, it was a private estate. It wasn't really open to the public at all. There was a groundsman and a gamekeeper there, but no one else around very much. And it had been quite badly neglected in terms of planting trees. But the Wilson family took it over 30 years ago, and they reopened it to the public in 2018. So it's a completely different world. So there was the kind of the history and the present day bookended our time in the middle there, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Though at the same time, I imagine, and you did go back to visit it, I assume,
yes,
reading
yes.
your notes and then going back to see it again, you must have had a very acute sense of it was 30 years ago, and the world has changed, not just the estate.
Yeah, well, of course, it's completely transformed the estate because, well, obviously the public are in now, so, and there's a bark park there for dogs, there's a kids' play area, there was none of that in our time. So it's a bit noisier nowadays, I should say. And the thing about the aspect of the birds is different because woodpeckers have come into the estate and jays, and even the birding side of it has changed from our time there when it was a lot of tits and finches and pigeons and magpies and all the rest of it. They're still there. Or in most cases, they're still there. But, you know, that side of it has changed as well. But, yeah, I had trouble finding my bearings when I turned up a couple of years ago to see what it looked like. And our cottage, the little cottage that we lived in, has been turned into a toilet and an office block now.
My word.
different uses, we say.
That's, did you find that a little disappointing, given that so many happy memories were ensconced there?
Well, it was. It was slightly disappointing to an extent, I guess. But, you know, the world moves on. And 33 years, I suppose, when you think about it, it's nothing in the life of a forest. Mm. That is 270 years old, that estate. But in our own lives, it's quite a considerable length of time, I guess. And I just felt, if I don't do something with it now, well, I'd probably never do it. And Marion were very accommodating and encouraging me to turn these nibble notes and little tidbits of information into, shall we say, a more flowing prose, and then build up all the details. Like, for example, I kept details on the fall of a beech tree in the January storm of 1993. And I did make quite a lot of notes about it at the time. But then I went back to it last year and I thought, well, I can build this up into something more, partly off the back of climate change, but also the fact that in January, Storm Eowyn, for example, that ravished all parts of Ireland, well over 1,000 trees were felled that were down in that Montalto estate. So, you know, there was that angle to bring in about the changing side of that and just the impact of climate change and how the world has changed. Never mind the fact that there was no smartphones, email and all that, and internet even in the early 1990s. Mm. I don't think it really existed. So it's a completely different world from that point of view.
Indeed. So after 33 years, the name of the book is A Year in the Woods, Montalto Through the Seasons. Paul Clements, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.